This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will engage with Bharatiya Janata Party booth-level workers in the national capital today through the Namo application as part of the party's campaigning in the run-up to the Delhi Assembly elections. The event will kick off with the slogan, Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot. My booth is the strongest. The national coordinator of the Namo app and Bharatiya Janata Party leader Kuljeet Singh Chahal said Mr. Modi will interact with the party's booth-level workers at 1 p.m. today. He will directly communicate with booth workers, motivating them to ensure a victory for the party in Delhi. Under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program, party workers from 13,033 booths across all 256 wards in Delhi will listen to the Prime Minister's message via the video call. Voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on 5th of next month and counting will be on 8th of February. Ahead of the polls, political parties have intensified their campaigns. Government is celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme today, marking a decade of relentless efforts to protect, educate and empower the girl child. Women and Child Development Ministry said the event in New Delhi will witness the participation of women officers from the armed forces, paramilitary forces, Delhi police, girl students and Anganwadi workers. The ministry said the 10th anniversary celebrations will span from today till 8th March, culminating on International Women's Day. Similar events will be organized at state and district levels. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and his ministers will hold a special cabinet meeting in Prayagraj today. All 54 ministers of the Uttar Pradesh cabinet have been invited to this meeting, which is expected to approve several significant proposals and schemes for the state. Following the meeting, the Chief Minister, along with the entire cabinet, will take the holy dip in the sacred waters of the Triveni Sangam. The cabinet meeting will be held at the Triveni Sankul in Arail, starting at 12 this afternoon. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari inaugurated and dedicated to the nation various highway projects in Goa yesterday. While inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of these projects, Mr. Gadkari said it will boost the cruise tourism and import-export sector in the state. He appealed to the Goa government to make efforts to make Goa pollution and accident-free. Mr. Gadkari also recommended that opportunities for tree plantation on the margins of highways should be looked into. Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant assured that the state government is making futuristic plans for next 25 years for Goa's development. In the national capital, vehicle lovers from all over the country are reaching in large numbers to the Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025 at Bharat Mandapam to explore newly launched and advanced vehicles. Electronics and vintage cars are the center of the attraction among visitors. Two-wheelers and three-wheelers like bikes, scooty and delivery vehicles are also attracting people. Vehicles which will be launched soon have also been displayed at the Bharat Mobility Global Expo. Today is the last day of the exhibition. Visitors can visit from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with registration. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a series of executive actions revoking 78 of Joe Biden's policies hours after returning to the White House. Mr. Trump signed an order seeking to end automatic birthright citizenship for children of people not in the country legally, as well as those in the country legally but only temporarily, such as tourists, students, and those on work visas. Agencies have been given 30 days to implement the order. In one of the major orders, President Trump directed to withdraw from the World Health Organization, WHO. In his order, Mr. Trump cited a string of reasons for the withdrawal, including the Global Health Agency's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the failure to adopt urgently needed reforms. He accused the WHO of being biased towards China in how it issued guidance during the outbreak. Mr. Trump also signed an order to begin the process of withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. And that is the end of this news bulletin.